Hello, dear listeners, and thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas. I have a Christmas adventure story for you that involves a very close friend of our family. I'd like to introduce her, or actually I'd like to ask her to introduce herself. Can you please do that?
My name is Faye, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm from New Zealand.
Okay, so tell me about this Christmas adventure. Who went on the trip? Did you go alone?
No, so my mum and I went on this trip.
Okay, and where did you go?
We went, so our destination was the Arctic Circle.
The Arctic Circle? Seriously?
Yes.
Okay, so you went on a Christmas adventure to the Arctic Circle. Where were you? Which country were you in? I mean, were you at the North Pole or just inside the Arctic Circle or what?
We were in Finland.
Okay, you were in Finland in the Arctic Circle. That sounds already super amazing. How did you get to the Arctic Circle?
So, we took a train from Denmark, and it was an overnight train.
Okay, and tell me about this train. How many people were in it? Was it nice? What did you eat in there? I mean, did you go there overnight?
So, we were there overnight, and there was about 20 people in our wagon. And I remember we were really, really tired. And then we woke up the next morning, and we had a really nice pastry for breakfast made by some French people, and it was really nice. They had bunk beds, and it was a really nice place to sleep and to stay.
Right, you really can't go wrong with French pastry. Now, you're going to the to the Arctic Circle. Can you tell me, like, were you going there to meet someone special?
Yes, the point of the trip was to go and meet Santa Claus.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god, that is absolutely crazy. So you were in the train and probably super excited about going to meet Santa Claus, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me what the landscape looked like? You look outside the window of this train, it's winter time, it's around Christmas, and what did you see outside the train window?
So it was dark, it was only light for about an hour per day. And it was heavily snowing, mm-hmm. And we saw lots of bright stars, and it was a full moon, and it was really, really beautiful.
Okay. And how deep was the snow?
The snow was about up to my knees at the time.
Okay, so actually that's not too deep, considering that it was, you know, December in Finland, but
yeah.
Still pretty snowy.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was your destination? Where did you arrive in Finland?
So we went to Rovaniemi.
Rovaniemi, I've never heard of that. So what? Tell us about, what did that look like?
It's
how big was it?
It's an extremely small town, and it's really beautiful. They have a very small population, and they have like one store for the whole town.
Oh my gosh.
So it's pretty tiny.
You say a really small population. How many people are we talking?
We're talking probably 2,000.
Oh, wow. So everybody knows each other pretty much. Okay. And so you, where did you stay?
We stayed in a glass igloo, and it was like in the middle of snow hills. It was mm-hmm. really pretty.
Okay. And, I mean, could you see outside? I mean, it was made out of glass, but was it covered up in snow or?
No, actually. We could see the stars through it, and we could, but after a while, snow did begin to fall on the roof, and it did block out some of the view.
Okay, how long did you stay in this, in Rovaniemi?
We stayed one night in Rovaniemi.
Okay, and so, what did you do when you woke up the next morning? Like, did you go immediately to go visit Santa Claus, or what?
No, we went and had, and had breakfast, and then we went on a walk with lots of people, and we came out of the walk out of the trees, and there was a big fire pit and lots of roasted marshmallows, and we were roasting marshmallows, and people after people got called, and eventually it was...
One second. How many people were there to go see Santa Claus?
Probably, I'd say, 100 people.
100 people? Like, how many of these were kids? Half of them?
Actually, no. Quite a lot of adults. I was one of the only childs. There was probably 3 other children there.
Oh my gosh, wow. Like, wow. So, like, mainly adults. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you. So people got called up individually, or maybe, you know, in their little small group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
who called them up?
So, an elf guardian.
Oh my gosh.
Called the people up. He was a security guard. He was an elf security guard. And he was calling people up and checking their names off the list. And it was our turn. After a while, it was our turn. And my mum and I went up to the doors, and the elf led us through to two other elves. And one was a girl and one was a boy. And they took me into the toy testing section. And we had to test these little dolls. And if they were good dolls, and they worked properly, we would put them down
a pipe.
Good pipe, mm-hmm. And then if they did not work, we would put them down the other pipe, which was a bad pipe, and then the elves led us to the doors, which Santa Claus, we then went over and met Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh, you went to meet Santa Claus, that is amazing. Like, tell me exactly what happened.
So we walked in, and Santa Claus welcomed us in, and he said welcome, and I went over and I sat on his lap. He gave me some hot chocolate, and I sat on his lap and we talked about what I wanted for Christmas, and then my mum was just watching us, and they also had a talk, and he said I had been very good, and then he gave me a very special reindeer toy, one for me and one for my brother, and the reindeer toy was white. And it was really cute, and it was called Rudolph, and we each got one.
Okay, and how did you feel? Like, you're meeting the real Santa Claus inside the Arctic Circle. This is insane. How did you feel?
I was scared at first, because I didn't want to, like, disappoint Santa Claus, myself or my mum. But overall, I was very, very excited. And my heart was beating really fast because I was really, really excited.
Did anybody faint?
Probably. Probably one or two people.
Okay, but not that you saw.
No.
Okay, so after you met Santa Claus, like, what time of day was that?
It was probably around 3 o'clock because we spent like an hour walking.
Oh, so it was already dark.
It was already dark.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in Finland in December. Northern Finland is going to be dark. And, what did you do afterwards?
So, afterwards, we went sledding,
mm-hmm.
And then the next morning when we woke up, we went to a instructor's place where everyone, some of the group was getting we were all checking in it with our warmness gear, like our coats and stuff. And we had to have very fluffy, warm boots to keep us really warm because the temperature was really, really low. And it was really cold and snowy outside. And then we each got into these little carts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were these cute little red carts. And me and my mum went in one. My mum and I went in one. And we got pulled along by these dogs.
Huskies, you told me, right?
Yes, they were huskies. And they were snowy white huskies, and they were puppies, and they were trained, and we went down a hill, a snowy hill, and after a little while, we arrived at our destination, and that was a snowy field that was surrounded by lots of trees on the border of the snowy area, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had to, if we were going to get out, we had to stay extremely close, because there was wolves.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so there was actually wolves, if we went too far, something bad could have happened, so we had to stay super close to the carts, and after a while, these green streaks of light, which were the northern lights, started to appear. And they were very, very faint because it wasn't the best day to go northern light looking. But we saw them. And they were like dark green and yellow and light green. And they were really, really pretty.
Oh, amazing. And did you do anything after you got pulled by these huskies? Did you go on another ride?
Yeah, so we went at like 5 o'clock, and we went in a cart, and the cart took only a couple of people to a different cart took us only a couple of people to the reindeer place, and there was reindeers being auctioned, and we went around the fence, and we met the instructors, and they assigned us to a reindeer each, and we got pulled along by reindeers, and they were just pulling us through the trees, and we got to have a cool tour, and they were walking not very fast. They were trotting.
Okay, they were trotting. And so after that, what did you do? Did you go back home in the train or what? Or not home, but I mean, did you go back to the south of Finland in the train or?
No. Yes, we took a train back, and then we went back to New Zealand by plane.
Okay, that sounds like a really amazing Christmas adventure, and undoubtedly seeing Santa Claus was the highlight of the whole adventure. Yes,
yeah.
I would, yeah, of course, that goes without saying. Okay, thank you, Faye, for the interview, and Merry Christmas again to everybody.